Wise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, baby?
Well, we begin our newscast with something about John Cena.
Oh, I got to cue it up.
He's hot.
Sorry. You know,
did you hear what he said in Untold? He said, my time is up. Your time is now.
Somebody came up with that for him.
It was kind of cool.
What do you think? Okay, so he's even made little quips about it or whatever. Like, you know, he had hair transplant or whatever they do.
Oh, yeah. He talked about it.
Okay, so did he get his eyebrows done also? Because, boy, they look darker.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, man. He looks just like his dad. So I think he looked at his dad and he's like,
let's see
that's going to look like me.
Content,
what's his dad's name? Ron?
God, what's his dad? I used to know it. I used to be such a mark that I knew.
I remember when he'd be on there every once in a while, too. Or was that Kurt Angle's dad?
So let me tell you that.
No, it was John Cena Jr., Senior.
The live action animated comedy Coyote versus Acme will hit the theaters finally in a few weeks.
Looks weird.
28th. But it was shelved as a tax write-off. So now he was asked if the journey to get the film release has changed the way he sees the movie business now. And he basically said, that's showbiz, baby. And he says that he's contracted to do the job, and the person who owns it gets to decide what happens.
Hey, I wonder if he's giving a little morsel out there for wrestling fans.
Trying to throw something out there for Meltzer, a little code.
He's trying to put over Acme, you know.
He's trying to get a hold of old Wade Keller.
Too bad the anvil's gone, because those used to be dropped onto the...
Or Sean Ross Sapp.
What's his name? Wolf. His name's Wolf?
What?
No, you're talking about Willie Coyote.
Willie Coyote. But the other one's name is just Wolf.
No, it's Speedy Gonzalez.
Nope.
Which we got to change that, by the way.
Why?
Speedy Gonzalez. Hey, I'm, I don't know.
Do they need to make everyone for everybody when they have a slowly?
He says, underlay.
Yeah, like, I mean, come on.
Viva la Raza.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Pointing up to you, Eddie.
We're going to do a frog splash at lunch.
Yeah, I'm doing the shimmy right now.
We're doing the God dang it.
God, I feel
triple
like,
suplex.
I feel like every luchador does that same thing now. And I'm like, all right, Eddie's probably like, all right, guys.
We need women to start doing it. Vicar, she's got to start doing it.
Oh, Lord.
God. Yeah. We volunteer for that finisher.
You imagine if Billy Gunn started doing the freaking devil's kiss?
God, he should be doing it.
Because he had the ass. He was Mr. Ass, and he had the little lips on his butt cheeks.
Yeah.
So it's like the devil's kiss. Boom, boom, boom. Right in the face, baby.
Billy Legs Gun.
Yeah.
Probably had real lips on his butt cheeks, talking about the chicks backstage.
That's what Lips of an Angel's about.
It is.
Oh.
Gun Club. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Two words for you. Guns up.
Okay.
Don't act like you don't know, you Mark.
You know who Juice Robinson is?
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, you suck.
You know who Tricky Two Times is, too, don't you?
I like the name, though. Tricky.
No lemon pepper stepper.
Well. Oh, okay.
It's her favorite song.
I was in a match against him. I managed against him.
He had quite the tongue when he was on our show.
God bless. He got dumped out on, didn't he?
A lot.
Yes.
He might hold the record still.
God, that's right.
Say some bad words?
Oh, yeah.
Paige used to be one of the smoking guns. Yeah, Bart was the other one.
Yeah.
Old Bart and Billy.
The smoking guns.
They would come out with real, like, cap guns. Then they dropped that.
God, that was...
They dropped the cap
was
guns.
Was it lame or it just...
That was very lame. I mean, I think they would... He would admit that as well. But they...
They tried.
But that's a guy who, God bless, he hasn't aged since, like, 98.
Now, Bart looks a lot different. But Billy looks the same.
Yeah. Billy's legs gone.
Bart won the brawl for all, Paige. It was a real fight.
Yeah. Oh. That's not like some kind of like, hey, let's get brassieres for the inner city people.
That's kind of nice.
A brawl for all, you get it?
This was a series of real boxing fights over multiple weeks. The brawl for all.
Kind of like when Muhammad Ali fought Antonio Inoki.
Yeah. And then he created the... Collision in Korea.
That's right, Paige.
Rest in peace, Inoki.
Well,
New Japan, All Japan.
And
Dojo Bullet Club.
Another news. Could Bill Gates' daughter, Phoebe, be headed to prison?
Should the whole family have a wing in a prison? Is that what you're asking?
Is that what you're saying?
Dude, no
for
crap.
Fraudulent practices regarding her e-commerce startup, Fia.
You know, let me tell you, like, layman's terms of what this is. And then you fill in the gaps, because I literally saw this yesterday. She had figured out some way, or her team probably figured out some way that
team
they had. If you go to a website and you didn't have a referral there, like whether it be Google or
Bait Bus, you referred me,
whatever. It'll have, even if you don't put in a code, it'll put in the URL. Well, what her team or whatever figured out is they could attach their referral onto somebody's visit to that website that would give them credit even if they didn't use their referral, and was making tons of money.
So if the person used the referral, they know they did, so they're looking for the money. Who do they contact?
So this
just is the website?
This is what happened is...
That I don't know.
Like, I didn't get my money here.
Phoebe and her business partner, Sophia Chiani, they have apparently been caught. They sounds admitted like to cookie stuffing, which is basically crediting Fia with sales that it didn't drive and collected commissions from those sales.
So if I told Matt to, I don't know, for example,
stuff your cookie,
or that after that,
hey, stuff that cookie, baby,
hey, make that cookie stuff. If I told you to go to MeatSpin or whatever.com and put you as a referral code,
well,
the website's getting that money.
It's funny, because something I need to ask you later is we need to come up with a promo code for this weekend for your stuff. Yeah,
so bacon bits.
This weekend is, well, so it's a big one.
It's a big weekend.
Yep.
Enough about that.
We'll have to talk about that later.
We got to figure that out later.
All right. So cookie stuffing is, quote, typically treated as federal wire fraud in U.S. courts. So that's why she could be going to prison.
I can see how much money she was making off this whole scam.
That was a bunch. It was enough to get the feds in. And when the feds come out against Bill Gates people, like, it was pretty rough. But they're also kind of glad that they did that, because now they figured out the hardware to put on the websites to stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we know when we get to the legal point, it's what kind of leverage do you have? What kind of deal can you make? So.
Right.
And it's like a lot of the white-collar crime. Is it really bad until you get caught, like inside trading and things like that?
I mean, look every politician.
Look at how many people do that.
Look at who was it? Obviously Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, a lot of others who had the inside information about, I forgot the company now.
All of them. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, yeah, all of them.
Even, like, you go and I won't even say a particular one, but you can look up some of these whistleblowers that are doing the circuits here lately and look at their homes. Like, you can literally, which is kind of crazy, but you can see, like, these, I'm telling you, man, they're like influencers of propaganda, is what I think. Like, they're literally paid guests to go and propagate bourgeois.
Just like the paid protesters, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it is kind of the media Antifa. In my heart, I believe that. And it's always been. I mean, what is propaganda? Like, you know, newspapers. So newspapers don't sell anymore. So what do they do now? They go to the ear hole.
Exactly. And they get them by the mass quantities, too.
Mm-hmm.
Big audiences.
Because you can sit there and do everything, and your mind can be working, your hands can be typing, but your ear holes, they're right there. That's how you're listening to us right now, with the ear holes.
Yeah. They're dedicated. One purpose.
That's right.
Two of them.
That's a different purpose.
Does that make you need a Q-tip when I go?
I love the feeling of Q-tips.
Yeah. Put a little water on the end of it.
Oh.
Do you like two Q-tips at once?
Mm.
I like it one at a time to lean over to one side.
Okay. I prefer, just the tip, though.
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to stick it in your ear. Like, I like the feeling of that and rolling it around.
You like to stick one in each ear and then two up your nose?
No,
you ever stuck two up your nose?
You know what? I put two under my upper lip and act like I'm Dracula.
You're going to scare your grandkids. First off, you steal his lunch. Now you're going to scare him.
I steal his lunch. He didn't want it.
You don't want that lunch, do you?
It'd get to the point where they eat all their food.
He got the 6-piece, and he only wanted the 4, so I was like, I'll take them, too.
Because I remember
I taught him a little math damn trick.
Why don't we work him up to a 10 by next week?
I learned to
I don't want him to work him up to being like I was.
Let me train him.
With horse kids, you would think, I'm not gonna order for myself because you won't eat it, and I'll just eat what you don't eat. But then the kids will start eating their own food, and then you go hungry.
You know what? I got a little parenting by my child yesterday because I do watch my mouth around, you know, the kids.
It's got to be hard.
So I said.
He corrected you?
No.
That's what it was.
I said, because when you, like, that's when you say it and then you realize right before you say it, you try to change it into, you know, like, oh, those guys are friends, you know. Yeah. That thing. So
oh, that's funny
I said,
you mentioned that.
What the freak? And then little man says, what the freak? And then Grace is like, don't say that either.
Oh, so, okay, so say like rock trucker and stuff like that, rock trucker, no. Stuff like that.
I know. So no. I told her that was fudged up. And then that made matters worse.
Yeah.
That bass roll. Look at this stupid bass roll.
Win for losing. Can't win for losing. Mm-hmm. It's tough.
It's fun to get creative around kids like that.
Yeah, but at the same time,
it goes to school with them, so you have to be careful.
But just remember, though, like when you'll spell the words, so you don't have to say the words. But what are you doing? You're teaching them how to spell the words.
Yes, you are.
Like you really are.
It's like you don't teach the bird; you teach the index finger,
right?
The booger finger.
You just don't say certain words, so they don't say it back. You know.
I was from the South. I didn't know what hockey sticks were.
Oh. The leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys.
This is a song that if I was a lady strip dancer, I'd make so much money off this song, man. I don't know what costume I'd be wearing. I don't know that it really would matter. A snake costume?
Naked with a snake.
I'm having a hissy fit if I don't get some more money up here, guys. Why am I gay on that? I don't know.
I don't know.
I was trying to do a lady voice, and it came out like, hey, guys.
Hey, y'all. I'm sure there is. I'm not thinking about it, but I don't know if there's another band with 3 Hall of Famers in it, like OG, like Genesis had.
Mike and the Mechanics?
Yeah, there's one.
Phil Collins?
Yeah, 2. Oh, you'll get the 3rd one, especially if I play a song, you'll get it.
Give me the initials.
PG.
Peter Gabriel.
Peter.
Yes.
Peter Gabriel.
He had Old Meat Hammer. Remember that song? I wanna be your meat hammer. Bum,
bum. God, that was the most like parodied thing ever. All the women wearing the same outfit, wearing the same hair back and doing that dance from side to side.
Yeah. The black garbage bags.
Old Mike Rutherford.
Yes. No, you're thinking of Missy Elliott, Paige. I need a glass of water.
Yeah, that's exactly who she's thinking of.
Yeah.
Where the camera, she's like up on it. It's a tight
work
little,
it.
Yeah, she's got the trash bag on.
Hey, you should talk to her. She still shaves her cho-cha.
Oh.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
Sledge.
And she's got to shave it every day.
Does she?
Does that sucker get out of control?
I could get rich with her.
That's right.
Yeah, you could. You can get something else with her, too, if you want. She loves women.
Speaking of loving women, I think that's a fair thing to say. Am I right, Party Man Dan?
Well, I gotta get his music.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, how's it going?
Not Dan, how's who does going? Parody songs in Columbia, South Carolina, but rather
the Party Man,
the Dan that parties.
Yeah, if this right Dan's in Columbia, he's doing cocaine.
The Party Man Cam.
The Party Man Cam. That's right. How's it going, Danny boy?
Man, I've been better.
Lord God. Uh-oh. Don't get to that stage in your life where you say that. Like, don't get to, just another day surviving, another day in paradise.
Did the window break again?
What?
You know, the window broke, so the cat.
He tried to put your joke over, and then he's like, "I can't laugh at that."
You had to put the cardboard up.
That just happened like 10 years ago, so that's why it wasn't.
All fat boys' jokes are dated like 10 years because that's when he used to go outside the house.
That was a 10-year-old. Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
That was just a 10-year-old story.
he remembers.
You sound tired, Daniel.
Yeah, a little run down. A little sluggish.
I'm good. But you remember when I called 2 weeks ago, though?
God, has it been been 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, damn, yeah. You're right. It is mid-August already.
Okay.
We talked about methadone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and I had said that I was going to give you an update on my health thing or whatever there at the end.
Yes.
Or whatever.
You got mad at me last time, I thought, because I was being very hard on you and your health.
What'd you say to him? I can't remember.
I told him, I said, don't keep doing methadone and then,
I remember now,
drinking all that stuff.
Because we thought you would get addicted to the methadone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
But he said it would be worse if he stopped.
Can't win.
Go do fentanyl, and I don't want to do that.
No.
No, please don't.
So, and then I said, double up on the methadone, bitch. Get that extra dose.
Well, I hope it's the...
Did you watch Cops last night?
No, was it a new one?
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't get the that Fox Nation or whatever.
Oh, we'll get you a password.
Well, you're not a patriot.
It sucks because they only show Cops Reloaded on reels, and it's over and over.
It's not as good.
No, it's not.
Not even close. But, so anyway, I had that, I said I was going to have that test done on Monday, which as in last Monday, because I called y'all Thursday before last. Mm-hmm. Well, I just got a call yesterday afternoon. They got the results, and I have cirrhosis.
Damn, Dan.
And no, I'm not being like that jerk that called a month or whatever ago that was saying he was dying just to get the backstage pass.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. Are you?
Did y'all ever give him one?
No.
No.
Because you said you were going to. I didn't know.
Serious question.
And I'm
kind of
behind.
He had emailed from his work email address and then regretted doing it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Are you...
You're not messing with us right now, you swear to God?
No, I swear to God.
Are you shaking any or having any kind of like withdrawal shakes? Because that's one of the symptoms of cirrhosis. Not like a tremor,
That's kind of like if you try to quit drinking cold turkey, yeah, it is. But,
No one I've seen, Daniel.
So what, what?
Yeah, they called me. Yeah, go ahead.
What's what's the outlook on something like that?
Well, they'll know more information because I've got this was called a FibroScan, and what it did was send like sound waves into my liver, and based on like how quickly they bounce back, kind of like sonar, I guess, or whatever. Like they can see. Or they can tell, like, how, you know, hardened your liver is or scar tissue, whether there's presence of scar tissue or not. And they determine that there was, I do have cirrhosis. So I have, on the 26th, so 2 weeks from yesterday, I have a ultrasound. And they'll get a lot more information off that.
They put you on blood thinners?
They haven't done anything. I just got a call today.
Because okay. That's...
No.
Like, do you feel lightheaded a lot? Like your blood flow is not good?
No, I don't feel any different. I didn't know I had it. But I've had, like I said, I've had Hep C for almost half my life. And that's... I feel like, honestly, even with the drinking, as much water as I drink, I think... The Hep C. If I didn't have Hep C, I don't. I'm fairly sure I would not have cirrhosis by now because I used to drink a lot, and I cut back quite a bit.
I had a cousin that had Hep C, but he got his from tattoo needles. Just they weren't.
Yeah, mine was just regular, like IV drug needles. But
do you notice any kind of, like, do you have any protrusions around the midsection or?
Oh yeah, like I've always known it's been swollen for a while because like I'm losing weight without trying, and like my ring is like I can't even wear the one ring anymore because it just completely falls off.
Oh god!
Go to Adam and get you a new one.
And like and the other one hasn't been able to come off in years and years and years, and now it comes off just as easy as the other one used to be on. And like my clothes are, besides my shirts, like my pants are like falling off and stuff, you know, because I'm losing weight like everywhere but not my gut, like the gut. And that's from the, I can tell that's from, you know, swollen you know, just in there. But I didn't know it was cirrhosis. I thought maybe it was just inflamed. Yeah. You know, from the hips.
His dad's a big dude.
Drinking.
Yeah,
he's so tall.
I'm 267 now. I've lost 30 pounds.
Is this like
pretty quick?
Do they know what stage?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got
the ultrasound. Well, the ultrasound, I'll find out.
How old are you, Dad?
And then 35, I'll be 36 in December.
Did they tell you to stop? Well, you probably didn't have conversations.
You probably can't. Like, right? Am I wrong to say you can't stop drinking right now? Like, literally?
Not cold turkey. No, I would die or have seizures, like Kevin Nash's son or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm at that point.
I didn't know if they told you anything to do immediately as far as, like, you know, well, cut back on.
See, I didn't tell him. I told him I don't drink because.
Dan.
You have to tell
like,
him the truth.
I won't even talk about this on the radio if you don't want to, but Dan, do not BS him anymore. Like, don't. You were trying to say, oh, it's the Hep C or Hep B or whatever. Like, dude. Don't. That's
like, I understand if it were a VD, that's embarrassing, but this is serious.
For real, when we hang up, let me tell you something. This is how I know I'll get you. If you don't call them and tell them the truth, we won't let you come on the radio no more.
They'll tell us if you
didn't. I'm serious. I know that's not true, but like, come on, dude. Like, Dan. Oh, that's upsetting me, Dan.
Well, it's the only reason is, like, if it gets back to my doctor, I could lose my Xanax. If it gets to the clinic, I could lose my levels, and it would screw a lot up.
Are you going to have to lose that stuff anyway for any kind of treatments? You probably don't know yet, but...
I don't know. No, I hope not. God, I hope not.
But if it can keep you alive a lot longer, wouldn't you want to have the best treatment and tell the truth?
Well, see, the thing is, the whole reason I went in there was to, because they've got that cure for Hep C now, and or they've had it for a while, the pill, not the interferon crap that they had years ago, but the pill that you take, and you take a course of it, and it clears the Hep C. Well, that's why my doctor sent me there in the first place to do that, and now that's how they had to see if I had cirrhosis to find the best course of action, of what to do. So I guess once I have the ultrasound and then I have 5 days later, luckily I made all these appointments at once. So it's all getting done this month by the 31st.
So when you're drinking, now the person I knew who had cirrhosis, it was just like, hardcore liquor was the only thing they could stay on. Like, is that straight
liquor?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Is that kind of your situation?
Well, I mean, I'm mixed, vodka, 7-Up, Zero, but I cut back to like it's basically like drinking a 6-pack of beer every night. It's they say of 80 proof shot is equivalent to a 12-ounce can of 5% can of beer.
That's what I meant. Beer's not going to do the trick, right? Like, you just,
yeah. No. Beer doesn't. But I only drink 6 shots of liquor.
So why don't you just cut every day, drink less?
That's what I'm trying.
So you don't get jaundiced.
And I got down to, yeah.
And you don't have, like, health problems where you can get out of bed.
You got to, like, Dan, I'm not BSing you, dude. Like, and I'm not even doing this for radio stuff right now. Like, you got to call them and tell them, like, you can just do it. Like, dude, they've heard and seen everything. So...
Yeah, they probably already know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
When they've done your blood work, dude, like, especially if you're doing six shots a day, like, they know.
They
like,
know. They can see it in your
They got to tell you, like, your salt intake is going to, they're probably going to change that around, too, if they find out, or you confess or whatever you're drinking to. Like, I don't know if you believe in God, but, like, you promise.
Oh, us? Yeah.
You swear you will tell them.
Are you bruising easily?
I do. Oh yeah, I've been doing that for a couple. Several years.
Yeah, so you definitely have to cut back.
All right.
Yeah, because my platelet count is really, really low, and so my clotting stuff, and I bruise easily. Yes.
Yeah, so that's a problem. So
like, I don't know the prognosis of cirrhosis. I've only known one person to have it, and they were.
Well, it depends on, like, you know, like the stage, like Matt said, and. And all that kind of stuff. So if they caught it early, like, we don't even know what's to, I haven't had my liver checked in. The thing I saw the last time was February of 2011, and that was and I'd only had HEP for like 2 years.
Isn't that something you would have to go like twice a year to get checked?
Some amount a year, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Are you always going to have Hep C? Can you get? I don't know if it's something you can get rid of.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was going to get the treatment to cure it, and that's why That's why they did the fiber scan, and then that's why they're doing the ultrasound and all that to see if I'm eligible for the cure. And so I guess it depends on how far along I am on the. But surely at 35, I can't be. Too far along with the cirrhosis.
Damn. So you hope.
Yeah, so that's why you hope.
I'm just saying, surely. Okay. Goodness.
I don't, I mean, you don't have any way to prove it or whatever, but, like, I want you to do that. And, I just want your word that you will do that. Otherwise, like, I gotta, you know, there's people who are gonna be praying for you right now, man.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, I'm serious. You got to do that. You got to tell them that. They're not going to get pissed off at you and make you feel like, oh, you shouldn't have drank so much. Like, they're going to change your prognosis, man.
Yeah. Anytime you have problems with your liver and your pancreas, you have severe problems in your body. Like,
It's
the middle school.
It's dysfunctional. So you have to wean yourself off the alcohol.
You don't want that pancreas.
No. All right, Dan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think... I mean, you got to prove it to me. You got to prove it to anybody, but do that, okay?
Well, yeah, and I mean, especially, like, I mean, I'll have to, like I said, I have more appointments, so, I talk to them in person, try to see if...
I want to be on the Zoom with you. I'm just kidding.
At least the... Well, I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
But the clinic, maybe if as long as the clinic doesn't...
I got
out,
too
maybe.
Much stress in my life to take everyone else's worry, Dan. I want you to freaking change your freaking ways, man. I do. Like, you got to.
I'll be in touch. I talk to Dan. We talk. We watch Cops and tell dirty jokes.
So. Well, I won't give him a personal number, but I do. I do talk to him through you and Looper. So.
Well, we all care about you, Dan. And
yeah, that's why I did that. Do what, Paige? I'm sorry.
We care about you, and people are texting in saying, you know, trying to get through to you, you know, try to do the best that you can every
She's
day.
She's lying, Dan. No one is texting
no, I'm not.
During
they
this
are.
Entire
they,
call.
They really are.
Not
just,
one person.
They're like, you know, try to get healthy, because you only have one life, right? You're not going to get all these extra chances.
God dang it. If that wasn't profound, I don't know what is.
I mean, I'd like you to quote that right now.
You only get one life.
Well, I mean, really,
I thought I had like eight of them left.
No, he's got to make some wise decisions right now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's a lot.
It's almost like a YOLO type of thing.
Yep.
Almost like a what?
YOLO.
Oh.
We're out of time. I just
We're
didn't want to be a dick
Dan.
About it.
We just didn't have.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dan, for real though, you hang up and call your doctor, okay? All right, hang up right now. All right, bye, Dan.
All right, bye, guys.
See you, Danny.
Bye. Oh my God, he is.
You still there?
You still there, Dan? Dan?
Nope.
He's gone.
God, man, cirrhosis. Mm. I didn't want to say this with him on the phone, but the person I knew that had cirrhosis, it was a miserable way to they died horribly.
They get on the bag and everything.
Like, they were, the liver was sticking out of the side, constantly puking.
I know somebody that had blood. They lived about 8 years, but the quality of life was life-changing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
good.
Crazy, man. That's crazy. God bless America. That's, that aggravated me, though. Dan, I want you to hear this. That pissed me off, to be honest with you, when he's like, they're sitting there, all right, tell us everything. And then they're like, do you drink? No. Oh, Dan.
I don't feel bad anymore since he didn't tell me that he didn't drink, so.
Yeah.
Dan,
okay.
Dan.
All right, there's no, say something funny so we can go to break, Paige. Go.
Funny.
No, for real, please. Ooh.
Something funny?
Yeah, we'd have to rely on you to make this to go to break.
I love your hat.
Tell us one of those dirty jokes you tell us off the air. We can't say the words you say, but you know.
I don't know.
Tell that Epstein joke you were saying.
I don't know.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This text right here really sums up today's show. What an uplifting show today. The guy who got ran over twice by cars, the guy who saw heaven but didn't get to go, and then Party Man Dan's call. Mm. You know, guys?
Oh, Dwight and Dan.
Not every day is ends when Y, okay? Well, actually it does, but that's where we're having lunch later. Sorry, I'm hungry.
God, boy, I am too. Now, why? Like I know is...
because we love him.
I like to... I'm just kidding.
Love the hell out of you. I love the hell out of you.
If you're serving lunch down at the Y today, please let us know.
Okay.
We'll come. Because that's where we like to eat lunch, down at the Y.
Do you?
Please, won't you give me some
bread?
Bread.
Please, won't you give me some bread? Oh, please, won't you give me some bread? Won't you please give me some bread?
Don't. Let's go to some more calls.
Okay.
1-800-774-0093. I choose first to go to Brandon, maybe Brian. Let's find out together. Is this Brandon or Brian?
Brian.
Brian.
Hi, Brian. I messed it up.
Brian. That's right. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. I was going to say, your boy has nothing to worry about. They found it fast enough because obviously he didn't find out in the emergency room.
Right.
Yeah.
Help C, help A, help B, the blood clotting disorder, done all of it. Found out at 38. I'm 40.
Oh, you had all of that?
Yes.
Jeez Louise.
I didn't know you could have them all.
Did you ever get hit by a car?
A golf cart.
Got him.
Hey, that counts.
Oh, wow.
Those hurt.
In Ocean Lake.
Did you ever see the slide? Because I got stuck in it. Yeah. That's the one. High fiving and the whole thing.
God almighty.
So now you're 40 now, what happened through all that? Was it drinking?
Past party life and drinking,
yeah. Oh, man.
Well, damn, man. I'm sorry about that.
When people say party, I mean, he's talking about, you know, you're talking about coke.
Me and him was on the same level for the Help C thing. And like, apparently Help A comes from restaurants.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know much about the A.
I went by one yesterday that said Help Wanted, so yeah. I'm concerned now.
Were you honest with me?
Make sure you drink from a straw.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
You got it from a cup?
Dishwashing.
Yep.
Jesus.
They could say that's literally how it came?
Well, they can track it down to the restaurant as long as you keep count.
Really?
Of when you're diagnosed, I guess.
Hey, were you completely honest with the doctor as far as, you know, what you were doing? Was it the drinking and the drugs and all that?
Well, the drugs, I quit those years ago.
Yeah.
That new pill he's talking about, yeah. I took it. works great. It cleared everything up, but it's almost like micro-dosing chemo pills. They will make you sick.
So you've,
they're expensive,
you're,
too.
You're vomiting a lot?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
A lot.
What? Yeah, well, I mean, versus the alternatives, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got down to 140 pounds.
God, man. How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
Oh, my.
Great daddy.
So I'm 210 now, so he's going to put some weight on.
Yeah, he said he lost 30 pounds recently.
Well, once all this clears up, he's going to put some weight on. Trust me.
What about, like... The way your body becomes dependent on the alcohol or whatever, like, you know, he was saying, oh, I don't know if I should. I mean, I told him, I said, I don't think you should stop cold turkey, but what should he do about between now and going to the doctor next week, though? It's like, well, it's just normal?
Nah, he needs to stop. And they're going to tell you that. You're going to have to stop. They'll help you with medicines and... I went to a rehab facility.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got it figured out.
See, Dan's afraid to stop taking the methadone because he's afraid of fentanyl, like he'll go back to it.
Well, I was on methadone back in my 20s.
Yeah.
So I quit that myself.
Yeah. Plus, Dan, though, I mean, we've talked about it before, like, he lives by himself, so there's really not any kind of, like, you know, overseeing of stuff, so... No. I just don't, like, I care about the dude, you know, and I don't want to see anybody die from anything, really, unless they've given me reason to hate him.
Well, I got a list of people, but Dan's not on that list.
No, he's not at all. He's on a list of people I like.
Do you still have all the hips, Brian? I don't know how else to ask.
How far does it go? Does it go past C?
No.
Huh?
Okay, A, B, and C.
And they're all curable.
Yeah.
Now.
So what did... do you find that you've replaced that vice with anything else? Like, you know, they say some people that go to AA end up starting to gamble. They'll say people that replace this with that. Anything that you know?
No, not really.
No. I can tell you're from the South, Brian. You said no. Oh, man. I'm glad everything worked out for you, dude.
I'm glad you called.
He'll get it to the point where he's only going once a year. I mean, I got an ultrasound today, so, you know, I still have to get my checks and all that. And I can tell him some really good doctors. But if he don't stop drinking, he's going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Dang, needs to hear it. All right.
Well, I'm glad you kicked them all.
Yeah, you call anytime, my friend. It's what's funny. Right. Don't say your last name, I mean, unless you want to. But I saw your last name at first, and it's like, I know someone with that exact name. I wonder if that's who that is, and it's not.
But let me ask you a question.
Older than you are.
When you drink and you feel that bad, does it make you feel worse? So,
at the time, yes, because it got to the point where, like, I was drinking a handle a day.
God.
In the mornings, that was my breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I was still working during all this. Like, so I was drunk.
What kind
at work.
Of job?
Construction.
God, oh, no wonder God. The buildings Jesus. Suck now.
Working hard,
Brian.
They don't build them like they used to because they wasn't teetotaling back then, Brian.
Yeah.
No, they were.
Right.
They were. They
all
were
right, all. Brian, I'm trying to get out of here before 10.
All right, my friend. Brian.
Y'all have a
good day. All right, you too, dude. Oh, man, oh, man. You still there, Brian? No, he's gone.
He's gone. That was a great call, though.
That was good. Great. That was good.
I mean, that's a positive outlook from a guy who had them all.
Yeah, but, like, it's is there a chance that there could be a Hep D? Like, it just started with, okay, this one we're going to call hepatitis, and then, oh, we got this new strain. It's we'll call this B. And then, so, you know, is it...
You said you saw a sign that said Hep 1.
Well, I'm just... That's what I do with things.
This is the Rise Guys. Never. Matt Man, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.